Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, talking cattle on feed with us in just a moment. Wheat Watch 2015, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. This past Friday's cattle on feed set of numbers pretty well in line with what the traders were expecting. And according to Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, a very quiet, very neutral report was the result.
December on feed came in at 101% of a year ago. The estimate was for 101.1. Now this means that we have on feed 10.876 million head of cattle. This is 4.6 below the five-year average. Nebraska was up 5% on their cattle on feed. Kansas, 2% higher than a year ago. And Texas, also 2% higher than a year ago on feed. This is the second largest on feed number the past 20 months, but it is also the third smallest December on feed of the past 19 years. November placements came in at 96%, right in line with the estimate of 96.1%. This shows that we placed 1.792 million head of cattle. This is 7.2% lower than the five-year average. This is also the second smallest November placement of the past 19 years. Kansas was down 12% on placements, Texas down 5%, and Nebraska was up 2% versus a year ago. The weight breakdown on the placements under 600 pounds was down 5.2% versus a year ago. 600 to 699 pound category down 13.7%. 700 to 799 pound category 2.8% higher. And 800 plus once again was higher at 3.5% higher than a year ago. November marketing 89% of a year ago. The trades estimate was 89.9%. This means that we slaughtered 1.475 million head of cattle. This is 14.3% below the five-year average. This is the smallest November marketing number of the past 19 years. Kansas on their marketings were down 17% versus a year ago, Texas down 10%, and Nebraska down 7% versus a year ago.
Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, talking with their own Leslie Smith about this last Friday's cattle on feed report. He says it's not going to have much impact, if any impact, on the cattle market this week. The big question mark, will the volatility continue that we saw this last week on our cattle futures? We're really done. We're for the year for most of our cash trade on feeder cattle for sure. And cash cattle trade will be very limited, he thinks, over the next week or so as well into the new year. The real question mark is, do we continue the volatility that we saw this last week on live cattle, especially on feeder cattle, sharply down, then bouncing back the last couple of trading days this last week? Do we continue those patterns of up and down, bouncing wildly, or do we settle down coming into Christmas? You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U features breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpjace.com/sorghumu for more information. Sorghum U is brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkout Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.